This is Akash Mani. In the program Money Talk, now we bring you a discussion on 8 years of GST, a foundation for a stronger and integrated economy. The participants are Shubhamoy Bhattacharji, economic analyst, and Gaura Dhawanlal, anchor.
Hello and welcome to Money Talk. The 1st of July 2017 was an important day for businesses, both big and small, in the country. The GST scheme, unifying 17 taxes and 13 cesses, was being implemented. Well, the aim of this scheme was to create a seamless national market by simplifying compliance and digitizing tax systems, and also to expand the taxpayer base and strengthen cooperative federalism. Well, where are we as far as these aims are concerned? What are some learnings and what have we done well? Please join me in welcoming our guest on the show today, economic analyst Shubhamoy Bhattacharji. Shubhamoy, welcome to the program.
Hello.
You know, 8 years, I think, is a good enough time for us to be able to say this is maturing as a scheme. And when we mark 8 years today, do we say this is cause for celebration, cause for reflection, or both?
That's an interesting point to put, Gaura. Let me start by saying something which the late economist Dr. Vivek Debroy said when the GST was being rolled out. And the thing that he said was that and that was in 2017, that let's not look at GST as something that is already done, you know, the day it has been rolled out. It will be a work in progress with amendments, with changes, all ensuring that the system becomes as close to an ideal as possible. But we shall have to take time. When you say that whether it's a cause for celebration, that the first part is that we celebrate the fact that we have stayed the course. Now, when we say we have stayed the course, that's actually a remarkable thing, because the goods and services tax globally has been an extremely difficult concept for countries to follow.
Right.
There are very few countries which have been able to roll out a pan-national goods and services tax. And there are enough literature available which tells us why this has been extremely difficult. So to put it in context, the United States doesn't have a GST. To put it in context, the UK doesn't have a GST. So there are lots of countries far advanced than us in terms of their development parameters, which have not been able to use GST. And we have reached, and we have, as you pointed out, today we are celebrating 8 years of having rolled out the goods and services tax and stuck to it. So I think that's a major achievement.
Right.
In terms of reflection, it comes from the same perspective, that what have we able to, what are the things that we can say that we have learned and we have been able to surmount so far? One of the first things that you started out by saying was that this is a national market, and a national market is what exactly we wanted to create, that this will be a market where all manufacturers, service providers, will face a uniform set of taxes across the country. Now, that's very major. What we did was we decided that the best should not be the enemy of the good. So the tax rates were a compromise between the needs of the states and the ideals of the center to have a simplified goods and services tax. So there's been a lot of discussion about how many tax rates that we had, whether the five was better than having a simple, unified, single rate of tax. But as, again, to put the point of Dr. Vivek Debroy, that we decided not to let ourselves be tied up in a straitjacket, that if we don't get the best, then we don't even start. And today, we are in a position where we can actually see how the different rates have played out, what have been the gains for the states, how much has been the compromise that the center has been forced to acknowledge, and so on and so forth. Yes.
I think some of the critical words that we invariably pick up when we talk of the GST, which is, ease, compliance, inclusion, national market. Coming to ease first, and there was a lot of apprehension, you know, that, my God, more paperwork, now too many people, more red tape, more bureaucracy, people will be coming, more inspections. I think, have we somewhere eased those fears and brought in more ease of business?
Again, that's an interesting train of thought. So what happened is that when the goods and services tax came along, and as it expanded its scope, what business in lots of areas realized is that there is a compliance there. Unfortunately, for lots of reasons, which we don't have time now to go into, India has not been an exemplary tax compliant country as far as our business is concerned.
Right.
And it has been made complicated by the fact that we had a large informal economy. So at one level, the informal economy was, because the ticket size of the transaction was small, GST was looking onerous. The other thing was that the GST system itself, even for the formal economy, there were lots of business which suddenly found that their accounts were suddenly becoming very transparent. And that created a sense of foreboding, a sense of uncomfort, a discomfort that does this give me any benefit or am I paying more tax? So what has happened is over the years, business, and I'm again referring to, the trijunction where the formal economy and the informal economy intersect. Lots of business have come into the realm of formal economy. There's been a lot of paperwork, but the benefit of that has been that today it's far more easy for a business, a small business, to approach a bank because the paperwork has given that business the documentation that is necessary for the banks to give credit. Now, that's a substantial achievement. And that is, I think, a very major thing that we can feel comfortable about. And that was one of the primary reasons why the GST was rolled out, to have a verifiable and a transparent tax system. So that's what is done. Yes, initially and for quite some time, there were problems of how many levels of paperwork, the frequency of the paperwork. Those typically bureaucracy tends to be overbearing. And I do agree to take it on board. Yet they have learned that they need to let go of some. So as a result, the paperwork has been made less, but that has not made their life difficult. The bureaucracy has found that the paperwork has actually been, the compromise that they've done has actually helped both sides. However, this is something that is continuous work in progress, and we shall see more and more evolution as we go along.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. I think well-made points. When we talk of rising in collections, rise, and a lot of them and a lot of the news headlines invariably lead, but GST collections have risen by so and so. So I'm sure when the whole thing was being brought and businesses were being brought under the ambit of the GST, do you think we've been meeting our collection targets or have they surpassed expectations?
Well, that's right now our average, I'm of course talking about 25-26, has started hitting above 2 trillion a month. Now that's a considerable way ahead from where we were when GST was about at the initial days when it was 84,000 to 85,000 crores, that means less than a trillion, to reaching now where it is averaging about 2 trillion a month. So considerable path had been run through. In terms of whether this will be further ahead, well, I think we are reaching the stage where we are almost saturating the GST coverage. So I would expect that the numbers, they'll jump, but they'll jump in at pace with the GDP growth. Right now, what had been happening over the past few years, post-COVID especially, that the jump had been more than the nominal GDP growth rate. I don't expect that phenomena to continue. So it'll moderate, it'll taper off. But even when I say that, we are still talking about something like a 14% growth rate of GDP and of the GST. And remember, 14% was what? The states were apprehensive. They'll not be able to get, which is why there was a grand bargain with the center that we must be assured of a 14% rise in GST collection. Otherwise, there should be a compensation cess. The very fact that after 5 years, we don't need a compensation cess and the average has the growth rate has actually been around 14% speaks volumes about the flexibility and the comfort level that GST has created. Yes.
Right. It's an interesting point you bring up, those of states, and I think increasing federalism was one of the aims. So do you think it's been a win-win for both the center and the states?
This, of course, is slightly more difficult in the sense of what is we consider as a win-win. Remember, one thing what has happened is the state and the center both have sort of insured themselves against a dip in tax collection. So for them, it's very good. For the companies, for a range of businesses, that is sometimes of concern that their tax liability isn't flexible on the downside. So despite the volumes and things and all that which might happen, the tax liability isn't really, doesn't soften. Now, that could be a problem, and that is a problem, which is why we are talking about, softening the rates, going ahead so that a downside can be created. So when we talk about win-win, this is something that we shall have to see. As of now, the government has obviously earned better. The compliance has been exceptionally good. So that has actually been very good. We have always struggled against this problem of black money. That has been reduced. But at the same time, the flexibility of business in terms of being able to adjust their tax liability in terms of their business, that to some extent is still something that we shall have to see.
Right. Yes. In fact, you know, when you talk of black money and the parallel economy, and I think a lot of rooting out some of the systemic things, evils or ills that were there for so many years, it's not been easy. And I think as a tool, this is something which is somewhere eroding, I think, those lesser required qualities in a developing economy. Tech, IT and digitization. Do you think somewhere, you know, this whole bit about decreasing the number of people involved in compliance, the bureaucracy, the red tape, the corruption, that has also been a huge benefit?
Yeah, it has been a very good, as I said, in the drive against black money, GST has been a wonderful asset. It really has helped, substantially, and going forward, the amount of data on taxes that we have been able to generate has been phenomenal. So that has been considerable. The other thing that has also happened is that we have been able to ensure that there is a clarity in terms of the tax structure. You know, people don't have to really think about what will be the tax rates and what will be the tax systems that we shall have to pay. Especially, and you know, this is a very major issue of compliance. When I talk of compliance, there's a problem that we had often faced, especially the small and medium enterprises. Two things have happened. First of all, for small and medium enterprises, there's a tax certainty. You know, in India, because of, again, for lots of reasons, historically, the sales tax rates had hugely differed across states. And this had been a perpetual crib and a very genuine crib of business, that the rates are often arbitrary, differed across states. So as a result, tax calculations, the accountancy of all of those was quite a cost for the business, for medium enterprises, for small enterprises. That has been cleaned up. And in the process, what has happened is a verifiable tax audit trail has been created. And there's no doubt about it. I mean, despite the Cassandras, I'll stick my neck out to say that GST is a far more easier tax for a business to handle than the tax system which they had to face vis-a-vis the sales tax of your...
Right. So before we take your leave, Shubho Moyense, thank you very much. Would you like to share with us that have we reached the minimum number of slabs, or is there more flex and scope to decrease them?
This is something on which actually the pundits are divided. When the GST framework was created, Pritchard again was showed and was, we had basically thought of a grand bargain of something like a 12% rate of tax, a uniform rate of tax, and that's about it. Well, we are not so sure whether that holds or whether there are, and actually, because there are political issues, sometimes a 12% GST rate with very few exemptions actually is better than a 5% rate with exemptions. But then, it's in a democracy, it's all about making another sort of bargain where a lower, seemingly lower rate often does better. So I can understand the challenges that a political system would face in trying to say that we are shifting you from 5 to 12, but lacing it with less exemptions and making it more straighter. So I would suspect that, yes, we certainly will have less rates going ahead. There's no doubt about it. But whether we'll be going off to something like a uniform single rate, I have my strong doubts.
Right. Shubhumoy Bhattachary, thank you so much for coming onto our program and sharing your expertise with us. Thank you.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on 8 years of GST, a foundation for a stronger and integrated economy. The participants were Shubhumoy Bhattacharji, economic analyst, and Gaura Dhavanlal, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.